Kelly 95.3 Pink with Raise Your Glass. Good morning, Danny Nikki Morning Show. And it's Therapy Thursday.
It is.
It's a chance for us to actually consort with someone who's been to school, who has a doctorate, and knows what the hell she's talking about, which is nice.
Good morning, Dr. Judy.
Good morning, Nikki, and good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
It's been a while.
So today we're talking about folie à deux, or the madness of two.
And not the Fallout Boy
right.
album. Just clarifying that.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, Evie and Randy Quaid and this bizarre behavior that everybody's been seeing.
Okay, let's talk about it. First, they left some hotel with a $10,000 bill, ran off, and didn't want to pay it. They said they weren't supposed to pay it. And then they're claiming that somebody's going to try to kill them. This is a celebrity murderer. It's the same people that killed Heath Ledger and a whole list of other celebrities. But I don't know if they missed that because Heath Ledger died of an overdose. And then what else are they doing? Then they ran over to Canada.
Yeah, they ran up to Canada to get out of having to appear on felony charges here in Santa Barbara because they squatted in their house that they previously owned, in the guest house of the house they previously owned, and then claimed that they, you know, still own the house, but they'd already sold it a couple years ago.
So what's going on with these two?
It's something that we call folie à deux, because it was first discovered in 19th century France. And in the DSM, the American Psychiatric Bible, it's called a dependency psychotic disorder. And it's not a ruse. It's not like they're pretending. I mean, if they were pretending, even though Randy Quaid won a Golden Globe, you know, he'd win a new Academy Award. It's that they really believe what they're saying, and they believe it because they reinforce each other's belief. And what happens is that two people come together. Both of them are kind of fragile in terms of their own makeup, their own
mental state.
Well, yeah, in terms of their own minds, they're both pretty fragile to begin with. One of them is usually a lot more psychotic than the other. And what happens is they start talking and kind of reinforcing each other's belief systems that are already a bit crazy, right? And the one who is the more seriously ill one keeps pushing it to a stronger, deeper level each time, a more crazy level each time. But because you've already started agreeing with them about things, it starts to make sense, okay? And all of a sudden, you've got this whole scenario that you've kind of created, this whole world that makes sense to the two of you. Usually the people are pretty isolated in terms of how much contact they have with other people. They may go out in public and do things, but they don't really have any connection or relationship that's very close with other people. So they become kind of isolated in their twosome, okay, in their duality. And it just becomes this huge shared delusional state.
So they have this, like, bizarre hold on reality.
Exactly. It's like a bizarre hold on reality. It's not schizophrenia. That's a more extreme version of that. So it's not that it's that, but it is definitely a psychotic disorder.
This is interesting because I would totally think that they were listening to them on the Today Show. I mean, they really believed it.
Right, they really believe it. That's
they
correct.
Really believe that there is somebody out there that is going to kill them.
Right.
Now, here's what I'm thinking is, what if there really is?
What if there really is? Well, it would have to be an awful... First of all, why would they want to kill, you know, Randy and Evie Quaid? I mean, if you're going after big Hollywood stars, they're a lot bigger Hollywood stars.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of, like, not Hollywood stars people that people want to kill all the time. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true.
I'm just playing the devil's advocate here because I'm not famous by any means, but there's a lot of people like to take me out. You know what I mean? And that's just because of me being offensive sometimes and doing stupid things.
Well, and that may be true, but you don't see it as some huge plot to kill you and every other person on the radio.
True. Yeah.
Okay. And that's how they see it. It's not. They don't see it as just them. They see this as this huge plot. They say, you know, they're out to kill. His brother Dennis and Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and, you know...
Yes, him and his brother.
They were responsible for Mel Gibson saying, you know, racist tirades and, you know, and Robert Blake. And, you know, so it becomes
crazy.
A huge, like, conspiracy theory thing. And, you know, they say it's, you know, led by Hollywood insiders and agents and... it's used to sell. They just want to sell more advertising space. I mean, it becomes, if you really listen to it, it becomes less and less logical. Okay, it becomes more and more bizarre.
And actually, these crazy quades are going to be in the new issue of Vanity Fair, and they're obviously, not surprisingly, going to be continuing to bring the insanity. And I guess when they met on the movie set of Bloodhounds of Broadway. And Evie was the production assistant, and her job was to drive Randy to work every day. And I guess the day that they met, they went home, they brushed their teeth, and they had sex. And I guess there was some kind of special kinship. But you find out a lot of details. I guess Randy became estranged from his brother Dennis over an Andy Warhol painting, which
right,
seems ridiculous.
You got it. It becomes just totally bizarre. If you look at the whole picture, right, not just one sort of single element, then you start saying, something is really weird here. You know, something doesn't make sense.
Something doesn't make sense. And I guess right after Dennis's wife, Meg Ryan, had an affair with Russell Crowe and left him, Randy and Evie decided to give Dennis the painting, this Andy Warhol painting, to cheer him up. Unfortunately, it wasn't the Andy Warhol painting. It was some other painting. It's just bizarro. I mean, you keep reading on and on. I feel like I'm on drugs.
Right. And, you know, we can talk about some of the causes of this kind of thing. As I said, you know, both of them have some kind of underlying disorder to begin with, one more extreme than the other. And from what I've seen, watching tapes of them, Evie seems more extreme and the more powerful one of the two, actually, in terms of the shared psychosis.
No, it's true, because you read some of the quotes from Evie, and it's way more, it's so much aggressive.
Now, do you think this can be used beyond just two people? Can it be groups of people?
Yeah, it really can.
Because isn't that what the whole, you know, they always say, don't drink the Kool-Aid. But didn't they convince a whole bunch of people to kill themselves, to jump on a...
Yeah.
Go to the spaceship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it is. It happens in groups. And in groups, it's called folie à plaisir. So it's got a slightly different name, folie à plaisir in the French. But that's the group psychosis. And yes, you know, it's part of that whole siege mentality, right? You know, we're... It's us against the world, you know, and you get cut off from others. So it becomes sort of quasi-real, you know, because it does become kind of you against, you know, this group against the world because you're so cut off from the world and because your belief systems start becoming so crazy.
So I think we've learned that French people are nuts. I think that's what I take away from this, is that French people are crazy, and they came up with all crazy names.
And people have been crazy for a long time.
Yeah, right. And they all come from France.
Except in this case, they happen to be, well, one's American and one's Canadian, so.
Which is really French anyway.
So where does this start? I mean, has Randy and Evie been like this since the day they were born?
Not necessarily. The initial causes, okay, what's behind it, is the roots of it, is generally said to be a parent-child relationship where the child is, you know, really begins to form identity formation so that they can see who they are both in the same-sex parent and in the opposite-sex parent in terms of their reactions to them, okay?
Wow.
So what happens is if their same-sex parent is jealous of them, okay, and starts exhibiting jealousy, anger, rejection towards the same-sex child, and the opposite-sex parent is too sexual in their interaction with the opposite-sex child, okay, I'm not saying they have to have molested them. That's not true, but too sexual in their interaction with them, okay? The kid obviously becomes very confused, right? You can imagine, right?
Wow.
And that's sort of the underlying root causes as far as we can tell. Then it's set off by either extreme stress, and certainly Randy Quaid's career has been a bit on a bit of a slide since his, you know, more popular days. I don't know what her background is. And heavy drug use can also set it off. So there are, you know, either extreme stress, heavy drug use, some combination thereof can really set off that psychosis. And then again, if you happen to meet that one person who shares some of your underlying psychosis and you start feeding off each other, that's really what it is, okay? You start feeding off each other. And yeah, if you have somebody telling you, yeah, 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 you're right all the time, okay, because they buy into the same thing, then you're going to believe it, you know?
All right,
if you have other people out there saying, you know, I'm not so sure, maybe you'd at least begin to question it.
Let's ask our listeners if they know of a couple when they're together. You look at them and go, they're just not right. They're on some other path, and we don't know where. Give us a call right now, 842-KLLY, and we'd like to hear.